whatever rings. I bottled up all of my fears. Oh, energy drink. Hit them with all of the moves. Mission minded, I'm ready to lay down my life. Pray me and the sun identical. Prayers are very intentional. Living a life on a mission to reaching a life that's reaching another life. Praying as people reach pinnacles, I got the most. God has placed the spirit in me. We gotta know it ain't about what's more meeting the need. Raising disciples, raising the banner, shining a beam. I don't wanna waste my life, cause one day we gon' see the king. It's been a ride for me. Lord, come alive in me. Don't deny the king. Because heaven came down for me. It's been a ride for me.
Thank you so much for joining me today here on the broadcast today, hearing the sounds of YB with Heaven Came Down. Good morning to all of you who is live on podcast networks all over the world at 7:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's exactly 61 degrees here in Columbia, South Carolina today. I just want to say good morning to all of you who is with me today live. I think spring season just started. I think it was last week, if I'm not mistaken. But this is spring now. This is spring. So for some people who like winter, like myself, I am a winter person. I love winter. I love wearing heavy stuff. I like to wear heavy, not heavy coats, but heavy stuff that will keep you warm. So. Now, this is spring season. This is different. This is for some people who deal with allergy issues, who has, you know, sometimes a lot of people eat or take a lot of Benadryl for their allergy issues. But it's 7:17 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I just want to say good morning to all of you. Let's get ready to go into our devotional today. Last week I said we are going to a brand new series. The title of the series is Rebuilding Your Marriage. Now, this is for people who are married. And for those who is in a relationship or whatever, who want to rebuild on it so it would be a thriving relationship, I should say. Good morning to those who just came on. Jesus, the way, truth, life, one. Thank you for joining me. Here we go here on the broadcast. Matthew 7:27 says, the winds blew and the beat of that house and it fell. Today, about 50% of all marriages end in divorce. Sadly, that's the truth whether you're a Christian or not. Sometimes the reasons are circumstantial, such as a job layoff or a home foreclosure. Other times it's relational, such as a betrayal of trust or addiction to drugs or alcohol. If you're committed to rebuilding your marriage, watch this. You must learn to reconnect and work to restore what you once had. To accomplish this, you must be willing to enter the process and commit for the long haul. Now, for the next couple of days on this subject, we will look at four keys. Now, the first one we're going to do today is you must know the other person. It's a mistake to try to figure out your spouse. put them in a box and label them for the remainder of their lives. Good morning to Myra 615. Thank you for joining me this morning. Knowing someone is an art in progress, not a static science with data. You must view your mate as a mystery who requires ongoing scrutiny and lifelong learning. 1 Peter 3 and 7, the NLT version, the Bible says, treat your wife and your husband with understanding as you live together. In order to restore your marriage or relationship, take a look at your partner. Take a look at your partner right now. I want you to take a look at your partner or significant other or your spouse if you're married. They may not be who you assume they were, but neither are you. So, you must allow room for each of you to evolve and resolve. And be sure to include God in the process. This is for all people who is in relationship or who is in a marriage or not. And be sure to involve God in the process. Jesus said that a house built with a solid foundation of God's word will stand strong in the storm while others around it are falling apart. Matthew 7 verses 24 and 27. We're going to go into those verses here in a few minutes. So today, begin the process of recommitting to God and to each other. That's part one of the 4-day series that we're going to do. It's a 4-day series and it's titled Rebuilding Your Marriage. So I'm going to go into a little in depth of that today because this is good. This is a good series today. I've been reading up on that for the last couple of days. I've been, reading up on that. So I'm going to go into Matthew 7 verses 24 through 27. If I can go into that here in my Bible today, 7 verses 24 and 27. And I'm going to go right here like this. And the word of God says right here, if I can go here, and it says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doth them, I will like him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain ascended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and the beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. This is 26. And everyone that heareth sayings of mine and doeth not them shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Now this is 27. And the rain ascended and the floods came and the winds blew and the beat upon that house and it fell and great was a fall of it. So I'm going to go into 1 Peter 3 and 7. If I can go into that in the King James Version. 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 7. And I'm going to go into that right now. And the word of God says right here. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Now, the nuggets that I got from this message today is that In order, let's just say, in order to restore a relationship, or if you are with someone, or if you are married to someone, watch this. Take a look at your partner real close. Take a look at your partner real close. Take a look at your partner really close. And tell your partner, how you truly feel. They may not be who you assumed they were, but neither are you. Watch this. You must allow room for each of you to evolve and resolve. And be sure, this is my message for someone, be sure to involve God in the process. Now, this is for people. Now, the title of the message is titled Rebuilding Your Marriage. This is also could be titled Rebuilding Your Relationship. So, like I said, be sure to involve God in the process if you are with someone or if you're married to someone. Let me say this today also, and we're going to continue on here today. Treat, this is 1 Peter 3 and 7, NLT version. I'm going to go into that right there, the NLT version, and it says here, like, in the same way, you, husbands, must give honor to your wife. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of a new life. Treat her as you should, so your prayers would not be hindered. I pray that this message here today has blessed someone. For someone who is married, I hope that you will be watching this video today. If you're married, or if you are involved with someone, take this message to heart. Take this message to heart. And I will tell you, take this message to heart. We're going to go more in depth with the series titled Rebuilding Your Marriage tomorrow. And I'm going to tell you, this is going to be very good tomorrow. This is going to be a very good series. So I pray today that you look at and read up on this, or if you get the link from this video or the link from my podcast page, I want you to listen to it really good. 7:28 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. My name is William T. Pearson. We're live on podcast networks all over the world. We're live. We're live on six platforms right now. We're live on Apple Podcasts. We're live on Breaker Podcasts. We're also live on Anchor Podcasts. We're also live on Google Podcasts. And we're also live in Australia at 7:28 p.m. in Australia. This is nighttime in Australia, in Sydney, Australia. 7:28 in Sydney, Australia. This is if this is correct, Jesus Way Truth Life One. Is it Monday evening in Australia? If I'm not mistaken. If I'm incorrect, just let me know right there through the comment box. But like I said, we're going to go more in depth tomorrow with part two of the 4-day series titled Rebuilding Your Marriage. Okay, I see it now. Monday, it's Monday evening in Sydney, Australia. It's 7:30 p.m. in Sydney, Australia. Just want to say thank you for joining me all the way from Sydney, Australia. Thank you for joining me today. I guess I got an international audience now also, so I just thank the Lord just for that today. Man, I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. If you listen to the powerful life-changing message from Bishop Dr. Johnny White, Kingdom Vision Church official on Facebook, tomorrow I will play a little snippet of that life-changing message titled, I'm Expecting Great Things. And I am expecting great praise reports too from this message titled Rebuilding Your Marriage. This is a powerful message tomorrow. I want to say to those, join me tomorrow, even in Sydney, Australia. Join me tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. in Sydney, Australia, on podcast networks all over the world. Join Sister Shelley today at 9 a.m. here on the East Coast of America, here today for That Devoted Life, as she's continuing on with her monthly series titled Standing Ascended. Standing Ascended. Join Sister Shelley today, 9 a.m. for the broadcast of That Devoted Life. Amen. Amen. Now, this is my favorite part of the show today, and it is called The Prayer of Repentance. The Prayer of Repentance. The Prayer of Repentance. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now this is my favorite part of the show. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, I want you right now to raise your right hand right now as a sign of surrendering. This is called a sinner's prayer. And I want you to say these words today. Lord Jesus, I come to you asking you to forgive me for every sin that I committed, knowing and unknowing. Lord Jesus, you died upon the cross so that we can have everlasting life. So Father, come into my life, save me, revive me, and restore me, and renew me for your purpose, and renew me for your ways. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. A.M. Eastern Standard Time, as we're live on podcast networks all over the world. Just want to say good morning to all of you who is live with me today on podcast networks all over the world. I am just happy and blessed that the Lord is blessing us one more time to see another day's journey. 7:34 p.m. in Sydney, Australia. Thank you for joining me today. And may the blessings of God be upon your life. And I pray that you have a peaceful and restful sleep over there on the other side of the world in Sydney, Australia. My name is William T. Pearson, as we're live on podcast networks all over the world. Blessings and favor to all of you, and have a blessed day in the Lord. Amen and amen.